A familiar city bus departs from the downtown travel center at Capitol Avenue near Interstate 30. But soon, new buses rolling through the streets of Little Rock will feature a distinctly different logo as Central Arkansas Transit Authority, or CATA, becomes known as Rock Region Metro. Modern buses and a new image are part of a broader project known as Move Central Arkansas. Leading the effort is Executive Director and CEO Jared Varner.
It's a project that's designed to start a dialogue with key stakeholders, elected officials, our passengers, to figure out what does our transit system need to look like? What types of services and what level of services do we need to offer to make transit a viable option for Central Arkansans?
Varner took the helm of CATA nearly 2 years ago. He credits his board of directors for providing the vision for this initiative.
We're looking at Nashville, Austin, Charlotte, you know, large cities that have a lot of what we have. You know, they have high employment, they have great health care, and they've invested heavily in transit. And so they're able to draw the types of professional workers that we want to draw to Central Arkansas, you know, young professionals. Unless we invest in transit, it's going to be difficult for us to attract and retain that millennial group.
Passengers interviewed at the downtown terminal said overall they're satisfied with the services currently provided. Nathan Hodges cites low cost as one of the main reasons he is a frequent rider.
It's pretty good. I mean, you know, they take you everywhere you need, you know, and it's cheap. Instead of taking a taxi, you got a bus that will take you wherever you need to go.
It's hoped that improving the passenger experience will make riding the bus in Central Arkansas seem more appealing to a broader cross-section of people. Varner says passenger amenities planned for this year include an app that allows real-time tracking of buses, free Wi-Fi on every vehicle, and the addition of 30 new shelters at current bus stops.
Different people decide to ride transit for different reasons. I think there's a common misconception that, you know, transit is for the people who are either out of work or down on their luck and don't have a vehicle or can't afford a vehicle. And we do provide services for folks who have no alternative, but I think it's important to note that many of our customers are small business owners. They choose transit because they understand the environmental and the economic benefits.
Changing the image of the transit system is considered an important first step in achieving longer-term goals, which include adding more routes and boosting the frequency of service. Varner hopes that will pave the way for public discussions on increasing funding for even more improvements.
We're funded through numerous cities within Central Arkansas who have been great investors over the last decades, but we've gotten to a point where if we're going to take a big step forward, we need to find a dedicated funding source.
A variety of tax options are being considered as potential revenue streams. He says there will be no immediate increases in fares. Collaborations with some of the region's largest institutions are also being explored.
There's a lot of large employers in our area, predominantly in obviously state government and healthcare industries that have very large parking lots. And UALR also, you know, large parking lots, that property has a higher value, a higher use. And what transit brings to the table is we have the ability to shrink that footprint. You know, if you get more people in a more effective way to your business and to your school and to your hospital, it frees up land.
In the meantime, passengers like local musician Hakeem Flash can continue using the bus as an opportunity for inspiration and less stressful travel.
Sometimes I don't want to be bothered, so I just, you know, I feel like it's an escape, just a short adventure around the city.
David Monteith, KUAR News.